You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today's guest is Mr. Jeff Withers, a relationship psychologist and neuropsychotherapist with Family Dynamics Global and Love Dynamics Australasia, based in Brisbane, Australia. Today, Jeff is discussing family connection across generations through awareness, understanding, and acceptance of self and others. Mr. Withers, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and it's great to have you back with us once again. Thanks for your time. Now, one of your key focuses as a relationship psychologist is family. Can you tell us why you have such a keen interest in families and why you see the family unit as fundamental to our personal health and well-being?
Yeah, good question. From my experience, and I mean, I've been around for a while now, family is everything. We're all part of a family of some description. And you know, if you look around, so many families have unhappiness, have frustration, anger, and they're all struggling to get things right. Every family says they're getting it right, but every family has issues to deal with, even good families. And so the issue is we take this with us as kids into being adults. And so the families that we live in now are the families we become as we become adults ourselves. And we need to see change, I believe, now so that the families of the future have better connection between each member, because we have grandparents, we have parents, we have kids, and they're not talking to each other as they could do. Parents, you know, often don't know what to say to their kids these days because they weren't shown themselves sometimes. Grandparents want to help, but they don't know what to say, or they're not allowed to say it, and kids just want to learn. So, you know, to my mind, families are just key to everything in our society. And if we want to have change moving forward, it doesn't start with the parents and families now. It doesn't really. It starts with the kids themselves. And so if we can help kids grow to parents that will see, be able to do better things or have change for their own children moving forward, then we've actually made a difference in our societies. And what goes into a family is what goes out into society itself. So as better people in our families, we become better people in our workplace and other relationships. So to me, the connection that's of our life together starts with a family. It's very, very important to our society.
I agree with you 110% of all that you said. Well, well stated. Now, what would you define family as in today's world and for us all moving forward?
Well, this is interesting because it's changing, isn't it? I mean, we've all known that family traditionally was mum, dad, and a couple of kids. That's the traditional family. But of course, that's not the case anymore. Family nowadays definitely exists as such. There could be families with lots of kids. There could be one kid. There might be a family where one of the parents isn't there anymore. So either there's been a divorce, a breakup, or a death in the family. There could simply be the parents live together but never choose to get married. There could be blended families. And, of course, nowadays it's becoming, should I say the word popular, same-sex marriages are occurring where people are choosing to have that lifestyle, and that's their decision. No problem with that. But they also want kids, and so therefore there's a different environment that those children are brought up in, and sometimes an even better environment because of the care and the love that goes with that. So basically the family these days is really, moving and evolving. And it'd be nice to see it move into what I would call a community of families, which is where all the families within families come together, like, our siblings' families and our relatives' families. So we're all living together. And that's what a family, I'd like to think, is moving towards, like a connecting generation of people coming. Because family is, as I said before, family is our key. It's definitely our key.
Now, taking a look at your method and your approach, how does your approach to working with families differ from the more traditional and well-known approaches available to families in the marketplace today?
This is where it's fun for us, because people expect immediately that, oh, well, you're going to talk about, how do I spend my child, and how do I talk to them better, and why would they do what I tell them to do, and all those things that we all hear about. We're not working on cures. We don't look at cures. We start in a different world together, so you will get this information, but from a different direction, because we're working on the foundation of family life. And to do that, we actually start with a profiling system that we've created based on the I Ching, which is ancient science from China. And we help families get a really strong awareness of who they are individually, like what are their natural behaviors and their talents, how do they talk and act and engage naturally, who they really are. And then if you know that about yourself and about your children and others in that family, then when used effectively, you've got a really strong base to communicate and engage with each other. And things like discipline become really simple because you know exactly what the child is thinking, how they're acting and what they're coming up with next, and you can put your language, because you're the other, you put the language in a way that they make sense of, they get comfort and direction, and they can actually, you know, use that to become comfortable. Because in effect, basically, we're talking about three main components. We're talking about value, how much do each of us value the other person in the family, and the amount that we value them is how much trust we give in them. So if you want to have, you know, your kids trusting you, you've got to give them. And likewise, they've got to get something from you as well as you from them. So that's how we work. We work with a wholly different approach to what most current people are working on. And it works, by the way. It works very well.
And thanks for sharing as well. Today we are joined by Mr. Jeff Withers, a neuropsychotherapist with Dynamic Reengagement Australasia in Brisbane, Australia, who focuses on relationships, helping people find, understand, engage, and build the human connection in their lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Withers, you also work with couples via Love Dynamics. Can you explain why you have created this model as separate to Family Dynamics for people to access?
Yes, quite simple, really. Eric, and when we work with the families, there are a lot of people who sort of said, well, that's not me, I'm not a family. We're just two people in a relationship. And they were interested in knowing, but they couldn't see where it connected. So we thought, well, when we thought about it, there's not much difference between a family and a couple. They both have the need to connect and they both have a need to engage and work, understand each other and work together. And we thought, well, you know what? If we can work with couples before they even get to the family stage, it's even better way of preventing future issues because they've got a head start. They can actually make decisions about how well they get on together and how they'd work together as a couple moving forward long before children even come along. So we thought it's like a no-brainer, if you like, where it's just, you know, if we can work with people now and help them become really good parents in the future before they become parents trying to work out what they have to do next. So that's exactly why we did it. It just seemed a logical step forward for us.
Also, what type of families can best take advantage of what you have to offer and what is the best way for them to become involved and undertake your programs?
Well, this is something which we've had all sorts of comments and not issues, but concerns about. Many families believe straight away, and you understand this perhaps as well, a lot of families, a lot of parents, if you suggest anything about families, the first reaction is, oh, I don't need that help. I'm doing a good job. I'm doing a great job. I don't need your help. And that's a shame because oftentimes they're the ones that need help the most. And when help doesn't mean they're doing something wrong, we're talking about families who might have an issue with a child or there might be some little struggle, but they don't know what to do, and so they keep it to themselves. We also work with families who are actually doing a good job. We've worked with families in different countries now where they're doing a great job, but they've also said, you know what, there must be more we can do for our kids. It's so important to us. What else can we do to help our kids be even better? What else can we do to make our family even more in tune with itself and going forward really well and effectively? So when you say type of families, I think what we're saying here is that people presume immediately we're talking about families with problems. We're not. We're talking about families who are just ordinary families who, you know, have parents who want to do the best they can for their kids, who want to have the best relationship they can as parents and as partners with each other. So basically, the type of family is really anyone in the street, who just simply wants to be the best they can be.
And that's what I was about to say. It sounds like it is for everyone. No one left out of these services that you offer without a question. And thanks for your explanation there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, or a final thought or takeaway here for the listener today?
Well, to me, it is very important and something which, you know, the words themselves may not give the meaning underneath it, but if I can say this, and that is that the more you value others in your family, by value, what's the value you see in them, the more you grow trust in them. And that's very important. People use the word trust, but they don't know what it means sometimes. Trust comes from value. Trust is a key for family health. So basically, my suggestion is we take the time to understand the value of others in your family and allow them to see and appreciate your value. This is the key to a strong and meaningful and a lasting trust between people in the family that, in turn, will foster engagement and connection, not just now, but across generations, as in to your parents, the grandparents, future parents. It's all about trust and value. And that's the tip that's the most important for me.
Well, once again, Mr. Withers, I couldn't agree more in it. Without the trust factor and the family unit and being unified as a family, it certainly does make a huge difference in our health, personal lives, and in our careers as well. Thanks so much for bringing all this to our attention today. Where can listeners get further information and also, you know, further information on your services, and where could they also reach out if they needed to?
Well, the website at the moment, and we're just upgrading it for the minute to make it even more effective, but at the moment it's www.dreaus.com. That's the website. They can also go to Facebook, and they'll find it on Facebook quite easily under Family Dynamics. Under Family Dynamics. Or they can just email me directly. I'd love to hear from people. And it's just jeffjwf@dreaus.com. So we'd love to hear from people. We work with people across the globe, so no one's too far away to help.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Withers, it has been our pleasure to have had you back with us, and continued success. Thanks for all that you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you very much, and good day to everybody, too.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Withers, a neuropsychotherapist with Dynamic Reengagement Australasia in Brisbane, Australia, who focuses on relationships, helping people find, understand, engage, and build the human connection in their lives. And for more information, simply visit dreaus.com. You can find this link within our show notes accompanied with this interview. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.